What if I told you that building wealth isn't about picking the next Amazon or timing market crashes? That the path to financial independence is so straightforward, it can be explained in a letter to your daughter? This is exactly what J.L. Collins did, and his simple wisdom has sparked a revolution in personal finance. Originally penned as guidance for his daughter Jessica, these insights have become gospel in the FIRE movement, praised by everyone from Mr. Money Mustache to Silicon Valley engineers who appreciate its elegant logic. But here's the real magic. This isn't just about money. It's about freedom. Freedom from financial anxiety, freedom from soul-crushing jobs, and freedom to design a life on your own terms. Two childhood friends reunite after decades apart. One became a wealthy minister with a lavish lifestyle, the other a humble monk eating rice and beans. The minister, eyeing his friend's simple meal, suggests, "If you learn to work for a living, you wouldn't have to live on rice and beans." The monk smiles and replies, "If you learn to live on rice and beans, you wouldn't have to work for a living." This ancient parable cuts to the heart of financial independence. It's not about hoarding wealth or living miserably. It's about creating choices. When you live below your means and invest the difference, you build what Collins calls FU money, the financial cushion that lets you walk away from anything that doesn't serve you. Debt destroys financial dreams by creating an illusion of affordability while stealing your future. That $30,000 car isn't just today's expense. At a 10% average market return, it represents $523,000 in sacrificed wealth over 30 years. Society normalizes this through just $399 per month messaging, making expensive purchases seem manageable. But every payment claims your future income, forcing you to maintain employment just to service obligations. The good debt versus bad debt distinction is dangerous. All debt restricts freedom. Every dollar servicing debt is a dollar not building financial independence. The solution? Avoid new debt religiously and systematically eliminate existing obligations, starting with highest interest rates. Imagine reaching a point where no income is pre-committed, where job loss becomes an inconvenience rather than catastrophe. Picture having enough saved that your boss's unreasonable demands hold no power over you. The path starts with a mindset shift. Money isn't just for spending or saving, it's a tool generating more money while you sleep. Your relationship with money determines your financial destiny more than your income ever will. Mike Tyson earned over $300 million, yet filed for bankruptcy because he viewed money as something to spend. Three fundamental mindsets lead to radically different outcomes. The spending mindset treats every dollar as fuel for immediate consumption. It feels good momentarily, but leaves you perpetually vulnerable. The saving mindset creates security, but rarely builds significant wealth due to inflation's quiet erosion. The investment mindset transforms everything. That $100 invested at 10% annual return becomes $259 after 10 years and $1,745 after 30 years through compounding. Einstein allegedly called it the eighth wonder of the world. The ultimate level involves seeing investments as ownership stakes in real businesses. When you buy a total market index fund, you become a partial owner of thousands of companies, each employing people working daily to increase profits. This perspective helps you weather market storms by focusing on underlying business value rather than daily price fluctuations. Which mindset defines you today, and which will define your future? "I'll invest when the market drops" has destroyed more wealth than perhaps any other investing mistake. From 1993 to 2013, staying fully invested in the S&P 500 earned 9.2% annually. Miss just the 10 best days, and your return plummets to 5.4%. Miss the 20 best days, you're down to 3.2%. The catch? Those best days often occur unpredictably, frequently right after major downturns, when market timers are still on the sidelines. Market volatility isn't a bug, it's the feature that creates the risk premium rewarding long-term investors. The market's long-term trajectory has been relentlessly upward despite wars, depressions, and pandemics. Why? Because the market represents ownership in actual businesses that produce goods and generate profits. When companies fail, they fall out of indices, replaced by more dynamic enterprises. You're betting on human ingenuity itself. The market rises because human productivity continues increasing, creating more value from the same resources. When Jack Bogle launched the first index fund in 1976, Wall Street called it Bogle's folly. The math is stark. While half of active managers beat their benchmark annually, roughly random chance, their 1 to 2% fees create a nearly insurmountable hurdle. Over 15 years, roughly 90% underperform their benchmarks. Even Warren Buffett instructed his estate's trustee to invest 90% of his wife's inheritance in a low-cost S&P 500 index fund. Index funds win through structural advantages, minimal costs, often below 0.1%, tax efficiency from low turnover, broad diversification, and no manager risk. Collins recommends three tools: VTSAX, Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund for stocks, VBTLX, Vanguard Total Bond Market Index Fund for bonds, and Cash for Emergencies. For young investors with decades ahead, even 100% stocks make sense. The long horizon allows riding out volatility while maximizing growth. As you approach financial independence, gradually add bonds for stability. This straightforward approach eliminates confusion and costs while historically outperforming most complex strategies. How much do you need to retire? The answer is beautifully simple: 25 times your annual expenses. This comes from the 4% rule, research showing that withdrawing 4% of your initial portfolio value, then adjusting for inflation annually, provides a high probability your money will last 30 plus years. With a $1 million portfolio, you'd withdraw $40,000 in year one. If inflation runs 3%, you'd withdraw $41,200 the next year, regardless of market performance. For greater security, a 3 to 3.5% withdrawal rate virtually eliminates the historical risk of running out of money. Need $40,000 annually? Your target is $1 million. Need $80,000? Aim for $2 million. The math is elegant, the execution straightforward, and the results life-changing. Consider a 30-year-old earning $70,000 who lives on $35,000, saving 50% annually. After eliminating debt and building an emergency fund, they invest $35,000 yearly in low-cost index funds. With a 7% inflation-adjusted return, they'd accumulate roughly $1 million by 50, nearly 30 times their annual spending, far exceeding the 25x financial independence target. At 50, they could retire decades early, pursue meaningful work without financial pressure, or explore creative passions while young and active. This isn't fantasy. It's mathematics meeting historical market performance. Financial independence isn't reserved for the wealthy. It's accessible to anyone embracing three principles: live below your means, invest consistently in low-cost index funds, and maintain patience through market cycles. The simple path works because it eliminates the complexity and costs that derail most plans. In a world selling complexity and promising easy riches, the simple path offers something more valuable: a proven, mathematically sound route to freedom. Your wealth builds through consistent, patient accumulation. Every invested dollar works tirelessly toward your independence. Will you have the discipline to walk it?